Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt, I'm your host. And today we'll be taking a trip to a garden, a kind of a secret garden. Sorry about that, folks, but we're visiting with Anchorage Community Theater and their production of The Secret Garden, which opens tonight. And our guests today are Sarah Athens, who is the executive director of ACT. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Thank you.
We also have Dave Block, who is the director of the show, and Dave's a busy director around town. He's director for UAA, he's director for TBA Summer, he's directed for Fur Ronde, he's directed, he has his own production company, Midnight Sun. And I've been told his favorite theater to direct for, though, is ACT.
ACT is definitely my favorite.
Thank you. Welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you.
The Secret Garden, first of all, let's talk about what it is. It is the straight play written by Sylvia Ashby, adapted from the novel, which many people know. It's not the musical, though. Many people think of The Secret Garden as the musical. So let's talk a bit about maybe what it's not. I mean, it's not the musical, but it is the straight play. Sarah or Dave, go ahead.
Yes, it's the straight play. That's correct. So far, so true. I think it's a great adaptation. It really keeps all those moments that you remember and love, but it's not 8 hours long, so that's fantastic.
But it is based on the novel, which most people know about before even the musical, right?
Yeah.
And so, Dave, this is a story that many people know about. So tell us, give us a brief background about the story.
Okay. Well, it was written originally as a serialization in 1910 by Frances Burnett. She is also the author of Little Lord Fauntleroy and The Little Princess, which has been made into numerous films and stuff. Secret Garden's been made into several films as well. And it's one of the... It was rated recently as one of the top 15 children's books of all time. So this is a story that's stood the test of time, and it's been adapted into many different things, not just musicals, but film adaptations. Several, I think my favorite is the 1949 version with Dean Stockwell in it, and it's a great piece of literature, and I think a great story for, especially in this day and age, it's a story about hope and redemption and things like that, and I think it's very fitting at the holiday season, which is why we're putting it on.
So this is the ACT holiday show.
Mm-hmm. It is, yep.
Well, what makes you, Dave, you mentioned this one of the top stories of children's literature. What makes this so appealing?
Well, I think first it has three very strong young characters in it, and the protagonist as a young girl who's very strong and very independent and intelligent. I think that's an important factor in this show. It brings to mind other characters like Anne in Anne of Green Gables and other children's works, but I think this story more than the others really captures that kind of late Victorian childhood. There's an innocence to it, but these characters have strength and will, and it's just interesting to watch.
Mm-hmm. Sarah, give us a brief rundown on what happens in the play, kind of a brief plot synopsis.
Sure. So it's about a young girl named Mary Lennox who is orphaned and has to move to her uncle's sort of huge manor house in Yorkshire after growing up in India, so quite a change. And she arrives really sort of spoiled and angry and hopeless, and then she starts to make friends and she starts to discover new things, and then she finds the secret garden, and then sort of the metaphor is that as she brings the secret garden back to life, she sort of also comes back to life at the same time.
Well, that's a very hopeful story right there, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you mentioned about the time period of this play, mm-hmm. and it takes place in a mansion with a secret garden. Mm-hmm. Anchorage Community Theater is a small space. How are you creating all of that in the small space?
Well, that was the big challenge. ACT's space is small, and it's very linear. It's very mm-hmm. kind of not very deep, but very wide. And this has about 4011 different scene changes in it.
4011.
Yes, and I felt like, wow, this is going to be the show about blackouts and moving furniture if we don't do something special. So we came up with a kind of more representational kind of metaphorical set mm-hmm. instead of something very literal. And it was really put together by two really great designers, Reese Miller and Rhiannon Johnson, who did all the painting. And I think people are going to be very impressed with the set. It's very wonderful. It's got a lot of cool aspects to it.
We talk about this show being an adaptation. It was first a piece of literature, then it's been in films and musicals and plays. And now you're really adapting it in terms of your set design for the space of Anchorage Community Theater. You know, theater is an organic process. Sarah, talk a little bit about how this is how Anchorage Community Theater has transformed itself to embrace this story on its stage.
Yeah. Well, I think, first of all, making it our holiday show was purposeful, that it's really a family show, and in a sort of market that is full of Christmas shows, we felt like this was a good choice. It appeals to people who may not celebrate Christmas or people who don't want to see a Christmas show, that this is sort of a show where you can come together as your family and see it together. And I think it fits the space really, really nicely, actually. I think this is one of my favorite sets since I started working at ACT. Sorry, set designers who are listening. I love it. I just think it's amazing.
Well, with all apologies to the other set designers, this is Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt. We're talking to David Block and Sarah Athens from Anchorage Community Theater, talking about their production of The Secret Garden, which opens tonight and runs through December the 20th. And we're talking about it being a holiday show. And, you know, there are some other holiday shows. There's It's a Wonderful Life and those kind of shows. But they always carry, seems to be, they have a particular theme of overcoming an obstacle or finding true happiness. Is that basically what the theme is in this play?
Yeah, I think it's about hope and restoration. I think it's about how sort of people coming together and bringing things back to life is sort of universal. So, yeah, I think that it does share that with other sort of quintessential holiday shows.
And Dave, you agree with that?
Absolutely agree. I like the term that Sarah used, restoration. It's really that kind of a thing. It's healing process that's going on between all these characters, not just Mary Lennox, but also her little cousin, Colin, who she discovers kind of hidden away in the attic. And her uncle and the maid, and I mean, really, everybody is transformed by the end of the play.
Now, Dave, you've directed quite a bit. I've mentioned that at the top of the show. And each time a director approaches a script, they try to find something that they can identify with it to sort of get an end to it. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, I think that's true.
So how have you approached this show as opposed to, say, some of the other shows you directed around town?
Well, this show is kind of dear to me. This is a story that my mother used to read to me. It's a story I've read as an adult multiple times. I really love this book. And so the trick was to get the story told without having to get stuck by the mechanics of the scenery and all those kinds of things. So really my approach was the garden. The whole show is the garden. The bedroom is the garden. Everything's in the garden. It's hard to explain, but you'll have to come see it. To the set, you'll see that everything is the garden. The garden over... just kind of it lays as an overlay over the entire production. And so finding the right people to make that happen was essential, and I think we did a good job with that.
And with your actors, you, I'm sure, worked with them to explore that metaphor as well. Is that right? How did you work with them to create something which is a metaphor in a real performance they have to address with a character?
Well, you know, a lot of that had to do with movement. Strangely enough, somebody mentioned the word organic. That was the key to this. We use that term a lot, organic movement. But even the lighting is very much that way. And then, of course, we spent a lot of time. There are, I think, four different accents in this show. And we spent a lot of time trying very hard to get the Yorkshire accents correct. Did a lot of study on that as well. So those were some of the things we focused on with the actors.
That can be very difficult, I know. Just trying to do an American version of an English accent is one thing, but to do the subtleties of Yorkshire accent is very difficult. So you must have some pretty good actors you're working with.
I think so. One of the things that's really great about ACT, one of the reasons it is my favorite place to work, is that... you know, we get the gamut of performers. So we have performers in this show that have never done a play before, performers who are doing a play after 18 years of not doing it, and they're back on stage. And then we've got old hands who've done show after show after show. And it's been a really phenomenal cast that have worked well together, and they're having fun. So
Sarah, one last question for you, and we've got to leave the show, unfortunately. I always ask you the unfair question. You're the executive director. You're not involved with the show, but you're back watching it. Anything about the show that you would like to say that, as say, as a privileged audience member, you can give an insight to?
For me, this is our first show where we've had kids on stage since I started working at ACT, and that, to me, is really exciting. There's a live animal in the show, and there are children. So it's basically the best show ever.
Well, what more do you want than a Christmas show?
I mean,
live animals and children.
What more can you ask for?
Well, thanks a lot, Dave Block and Sarah Athens, for coming on Stage Talk this week to talk about Secret Garden, which opens tonight, Break a Leg, and runs through December the 20th. And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, please visit alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. It's the last weekend to see The Women of Lockerbie by Deborah Brevoort, presented by RKP Productions in association with ACT. The Women of Lockerbie is being presented in the E.R. Brown Auditorium in Grant Hall on the campus of Alaska Pacific University. Curtain times are 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, go to actalaska.com. Momentum Dance Collective is presenting The 80s, the Decade That Moved Us, at Out North Contemporary Art House this weekend with curtains at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. For more information, please go to momentumdance.org. And Valley Performing Arts in Wasilla will be presenting Fruitcakes by Julian Wiles, opening next weekend, November 27th, and running through December the 20th. Performances are at 7 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays and 2 p.m. on Sundays. For more information, visit valleyperformingarts.org. Also opening next weekend and running through December 22nd at Cyrano's Theater Company is Every Christmas Story Ever Told and Then Some by Michael Carlton, Jim Fitzgerald, and John K. Alvarez. Performance times are Thursdays through Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. For more info, go to cyrano's.org. Anchorage Community Theater is holding auditions for its upcoming production of Over the River and Through the Woods by Joe DiPietro this Sunday and Monday from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. Auditions are being held at Anchorage Community Theater at 1133 East 70th. Linda Benson is the director, and auditions will be cold readings. For more information, go to actalaska.org. And another opening night is tonight for UAA Department of Theater and Dance production of David Adjemi's Marie Antoinette, being performed on the main stage located in the Fine Arts Building on the campus of UAA. Performances are tonight through November 29th, with curtain times on Friday and Saturday at 8 p.m. and Sundays at 3. For more information, go to uaa.alaska.edu/theaterandDance. And finally, Anchorage Community Theater is opening tonight The Secret Garden by Sylvia Ashby, running through December the 20th with curtain times at 7 p.m. Thursday through Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, please visit actalaska.org. Well, that's it for this week on Stage Talk. We'll see you next week for more information, more conversation, and more fun with the movers and shakers of the performing arts here in South Central Alaska. Until next time, I'm Steve
Alaska
Hunt
Public
for KSKA.
Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.